Okay, Eben Ezra Siman Zayin, Sifri Beis to the end. Kohanim have special Kedusha and special Dinam because of the Kedusha. The Lach is a Kohen, is not a Mitamel Mesa. He can't marry Gusha. He can't marry a lady who's divorced. He can't marry a lady who's a Zayna. He can't marry Chalala. He has certain Schusim. He gets Penina Ben. And normally, the son of a Kohen is going to be a Kohen. Darach, a Darach, and that's how a person stays a Kohen. But there is a situation where a person, father could be a Kohen, and the children are not going to be Kohanim. What's the concept? The concept is somebody who is a Cholol. Cholol is somebody who's born from Pesulei Kuna. Somebody's born from a Biasa Biasa Aveira. Or somebody's born from a Chalala. The halacha is that the child is not going to be a Kohen and loses Kedusha Kuna. How far does it lose Kedusha Kuna? Moshe Shem Rashi Pesachayim Beis, Mechaskanu Chasol, Marlis, and Shannon says that a Kohen who's a Cholol, a Kohen who's born from his father married a Gusha and he had a son who's a Kohen, he does a Veda. So just like a Zoras Chayiv Misa for doing a Veda, so to a Kohen who is a Cholol, is born from Pesulei Kuna, he's totally a Zar, he's totally like a Zar. If he does a Veda now, he's going to be Chayiv Misa for doing the Veda. The Ramban in Leisa say Ein Gimel L'Schilek, Ramban says about it's also for him to do a Veda, but he says it's not going to be a Chayiv Misa, it's just going to be a Passus and it won't be a Chayiv Misa. And Shiv Leiter has a terrible Maisa in Chilek Yud Kuf Sadek Alf, that there was somebody who thought he was a Kohen and he used to be Mechavan all the time for Penina Ben, and then they found out that he's a Cholol, he's not really a Kohen. And the question now is what to do. Does he have to get back all the money, and does he have to, and all the people who were paid in all the years, they have to go ahead and be paid in themselves again, and do it with a bracha, without a bracha. And there's a Pesach Shuvit Shin Hei Hei, which also brings down a similar type of story. And what's going on of the Shevi Levi is even though there is a Sugya in a couple places in Shas, a Sugya in Kedushin, that a Kohen who does Aveda, and afterwards he found out that he was possibly, he was a Ben Grisha, Ben Chalutza, that could be over there, because there's a cost of that. Maybe the Aveda isn't going to be kosher because when he didn't know about it, but that's only by Aveda. Kalapina Ben, it's nothing, and he says he's more anointed to say you have to give back all the money, and you have to do Pina Ben again with a bracha. Then he brings down, after the tshuva, he brings down a bunch of achrenim, which discusses Shem, and he says, like, probably we should do it without a bracha. But either we see that the concept is a Kohen, somebody who's a Cholol, his father's a Kohen, he is not a Kohen, can't do Pina Ben, doesn't dochen, doesn't get Kohen, he's totally a czar, and he's also allowed to marry him. All the Pesulei Kuna. So the way for someone's chosen to lose their Dinei Kuna is that if you're born from Pesulei Kuna, a Kohen wasn't allowed to marry this person, then the Lach is and the child is not considered a Kohen. For example, the Lach of the Kohen is not allowed to marry somebody's divorce. Kohen marries a Grusha. The children from the Grusha, the Lach is not going to be a Kohen. Like I said before, you don't get Aliyah, you don't Dochen, you can't do Pinya Ben. You have no shechus to being a Kohen. Who again if a Kohen marries a Zayna? A Zayna is somebody who... It's a lady who did a Bias Isser, or she had to be with a Mamzer, or even if she had relations with a Goy. This is so, so important. Allah Alamai said that if a lady had relations with a Goy, she is now a Zayna, and if she marries a Kohen, the children are not considered Kohen. There's so many guys off of the Maisa, so many times you're Bali Tshuva, and the father's a Kohen, and the question is are they married a Grusha or not? And if their mother had relations with a Goy when she was single, then she is a Zayna, and now this person is mutter to go ahead and marry a Grusha. And it doesn't any Dinei Kuna, it doesn't Dochen, it doesn't Leon, there's so many stories of Bali Tshuva of shailas like this, and it's something which is a very, very serious thing of shailas. So a Kohen who marries a Grusha, a Zayna, or a Chalala, that's a lady who's Pasalu Kuna, all these cases, the children are going to be Chalalim, and they have no Kedushas Kuna. And there's a very interesting Shaila in the Achrenim. Can a Mamzer have Kedushas Kuna or not? For example, you have a Kohen who's has relations with one of their eyes, his sister, and he has a child, Master Shalom. So with there, it's not a Pasuli Kuna, it's not an Isser Kuna, It's which is us to everybody. Now the child is a mamzer. So the question is, does that child have dinei kuna or not? Or is it? Because the mechaber by us, the Sima Zayin Yudal says, a coin should be locked in my arayis, a coin which bought one of the arayis, or you've amel shuk, if you got pregnant from the first bia, ain't a bad chol. That's not a chol. But you made her into a zayna. Like I said before, if a lady does a bia sister, your brother, that makes you into a zayna. And therefore, the second time around, if you have a child from the second bia, then it's going to be a chol. But the mechaber says, the first time around, you're not a chol. Because it wasn't Yisrei Kuna, it was just regular Yisrei. So all the Nisei Kehim over here are busy, what's Nafkamina? The Taz says, what's Nafkamina? The fact that Taz says, Nafkamina is Kape Truma, Tommy Mace. So it sounds like from the Taz, even though he is a Mamzer, he can still have Kishis Kuna. The first Bia, from the sister, he had a child. He's not a Cholol yet. Why? Because it's not Yisrei Kuna, it's just a regular Yisrei Bia. And you would, yes, be considered a Kohen. The Chalik Chalik Bishmuel say not like that. They say there's no nafkamina really. He says no nafkamina. Machashav lad mamza. Who cares if he's a chalal? He's garmi chalal. He's much worse than chalal. So nafkamina is kapi asra and malchus. Whether in the gasra malchus, but we're in the chalak chalak b'shmul. They both hold that a koyin mamzer is worse than a chalal and he's going to lose all his kushus kun. And the question is why is that so? Why is a koyin mamzer lose all his kushus kun? Shiraz Mishuvin Aleph Reish Aleph says that there's a kavachimer. Just like we find out how Manu Kain Gadol, and one of Mary's Kain Gadol, the is that the children are going to be psulim, they'll be pasul lakuna, even though the Gemara says it's not an issur, it's a shavu b'kol, it's only an issur just for Manu Kain Gadol, it's not an issur for everyone. So Kolshkin, if you have an issur, which is shavu b'kol, it's a mamzer, which is also to everybody, so that's going to be much more, issur marrying sisters, which is also to everybody, that's much more of a passless. Therefore, Zakta Shuvah Sarazva, that's the reason why we say that a Kohen Mamzer, Kav Chaymer from Amon HaKohen Gadol, is not going to have a Dinkel Shus Kuhn. Rav Chanan Kavis Aris in the Bama says a different Svara. He doesn't like so much the Svara Jews. Rav, he says a different Svara. He says that if somebody's a Mamzer, so he's possible for everything. He can't even marry a Jew. He only can marry Mamzeris. He's also a Bakal. So if there's a Hafka in his Kedushas Yisrael, he loses his Kedushas Yisrael. Koshkin with Koshkin, it's going to be Hafka in his Kedushas Kuhn. And therefore, Zakta Rav Chanan a second svara that a Kohen Mamzer is not going to be, doesn't have a skuna, and like I said before, he can marry Grusha, doesn't get Shemitah Maisa, he doesn't get Aliyah. How do we paskin? So he said, the Taz is Machmir, Beshmuel Chachar is Mimekel, the Chazanish in Simon Mantes is Mekel, he says, somebody who's a Mamzer doesn't have Kishkuna at all, Bein Lekula, Bein Lechumra, and there's no Sheikhas to being in the Kohen. Mechis Chanak has been saying Safik. The Klal is a Suffolk Mamzer, Midarais is Mutter. If you're not sure if somebody is a Mamzer, you're not sure if somebody was married first time, you're not sure if the Kishon was a good Kedushin, they get married a second time, so the children are Suffolk Mamzer. The Lach is Suffolk Mamzer, Midarais is Mutter. It's only Suffolk Mamzer is going to be Mutter. So the question is, let's say you have a Suffolk Mamzer, who's a Kohen is a Suffolk Mamzer. Is he Kosher to be Ksidah Kain or not? Why? We're saying a Mamzer is a Stira to Kedushin's Kuna. But there's a cloud by Mamzer that Suffolk Mamzer is a Kula. The question is that also going to help you clap the din of the Kedushas Kuna or not? So Mechis Kuna is more noited to say from one time he claims it, then he says that he's more noited to say that in as much as the Mamzer is we pass the Suffolk Mamzer is a Kula, so we didn't clap the din of Kahuna, we're going to consider him still a Kain and it's not going to pass him by Suffolk Mamzer. So in order to be a Chalul, we said it has to be only from Basili Kuna. Let's say Kain has a child from his wife who's a Nida. So even though it was a Isser and terrible to do, but it doesn't make Chalalas. The Khabar says that the child of a Nida is not going to be Chalalas, because Chalalas is only if you're born from Isuri Kahuna. And for Kain to lose his Kedusha, Kain cannot lose his Kedusha. Once somebody's a Kain, you're always a Kain. The only way, and even if he does a BS Isser, it doesn't make a difference. The only way you could lose the kuna is the child of a bias iser of a sri kuna, then you lose it. But if it's the kain, the person who does a bias iser, the kain itself, there's not a puzzle. And also, if it's a bias iser, it's not a kuna over there, it's not going to make a passes. Now, there's another concept of, let's say lach kain came in a suffix zayna. We're not sure if it's a suffix. Or a suffix grusha. Or a suffix chalutza. Halach is the chalutz is pasul from the kain suffik. So what's the halach in all those cases? So the Mechaber says that a kain ba suffik zayna suffik grusha suffik chalutza is a suffik. yourself a chalal. And therefore you have to have a chumrah of kahanim chumrah yisraelim. On one hand, maybe she was a grusha, and therefore he's not a kohen at all, and therefore he can't take truma, and he can't be tamal mason. But on the other hand, we can't make him into vali chalal, because maybe really really isn't a grusha. Therefore, the mechayer passes kohen shabbat safek zayin safek grusha. How he's a safek halala. Vlad the Safa Khalov and Nisam Khum account from Yisalem, and they have Chuma and Tamil Mason. No sister of the coin, you can't marry a Grusha, Zain of Khalova, because of Safik. The Macha and Nidma Nasa, a Grusha Makas and Marcus Mardis. We give you Marcus Mardis. That's very interesting. The Ramah says, who then Safa Khalutza? The Lachas of Khalutza is possibly Midarban and somebody who Khalutza is possibly Midarban and Frekuna. So the Ramah says, even Safa Khalutza, the Lach is that has all the Sveikis and you have all the Chumras. The Piskachum is down for the Mishnah Malach says that he disagrees with that. He says, no reason why Safa Chalutza should be Pasal. Safa Chalutza should be Kashal. The Lach is that we say Safa Darban Lakula. Somebody passes with Darban and somebody Safa Chalutza wants to say that Avadi can be considered you're going to be a regular Koy and you're going to be Kashal Lakuna. And Chavis if he tests his Koy Shabbat Chalutza, we said before that Chalutza can pass you, he Bivad the Chalam and Darban and then there's a concept of Chalolos midarbanan. Now, by chalolos midarbanan, the halacha is going to be that we're going to have to go to chumrah. That so you pass midarbanan in that type of case, so you lose all the schusim of the kun. You can't get pinaben. You can't duchen. You get the first aliyah in that case. But avadi won't be the kula. Avadi not be able to marry a grusha zaynachalal. Avadi going to be pasul. Fine. Now, there's one more case we have to discuss. It's a different shir really that it, oh, I said before, a kohen can't really lose his kudus. It's not be true. Kohen pesuri daka. A kohen who comes up pesuri daka. The halacha is that in the beginning of Siman Hey, there's a whole discussion in terms of listening, losing his shkun, and a bunch of time in a different show we'll discuss that. Now there's a concept of chalala. Chalala is a girl who is possible to marry a kohen. And the question is, how does one become a chalala? So in order for one to become a chalala is somebody who's either born from Yisrael Kuna, a girl who's born from Yisrael Kuna, like I said before. The father married a kohen, father married Grusha. They had a kid, the daughter. The daughter now is a chalala, the son's a chalala, and the daughter's a chalala, and she's going to be pasul from kuna, and she can't marry a kohen. Another example of a chalala is if a lady did it be a sister. If she did it be a sister, so of kuna, for example. You have a grusha, so if a grusha goes and gets married, she marries Yisrael, her kids, a very nice girl, do a beautiful shidduch with a kohen. But if a grusha would have relations with a kohen, now she becomes a chalala, and the loch of a chalala is that her children are pasul lakuna. Therefore, if a lady does one of the three kuna, then she becomes a chalala, and now all her children, great grandchildren, whatever, all become pasul. The Mechaber says, "Ezu chalala, zushinam b'sirei kuna, koin heidet shabal zayna egrusha, koin gadol shabalem almana, koin gadol shabal almana, oishin nasa b'ula." It's very interesting. There's a diak in the Mechaber that the Mechaber says a koin gadol who gets married to Ba'ula, the Lach is a Kengadol, is not married to Ba'ula, has married Basula. If he marries a Ba'ula, Ubala Harila Schala, you become Pasul. I mean, Lumas Medaik, the Mechaber, that all other cases is a Kengadol Shabbal Zaina. He has relations with the Zaina. Kengadol Shabbal Grusha. He has relations with the Grusha. It seems to me by Kengadol to Ba'ula, there is only also if you get married, and instead of having relations, it's not going to be also. The daik and having lum is medaik in the Shulchan Aruch. For example, Shittim Kabetzas, which seems to say not like that. That even if you have a bia not derech nisuin, when it comes to beula, then the lach is it's gonna pass alar. But the Mechaber goes on a kohen gadol, a kohen shekidus achav b'sri kuna, at least you just have kedushin. There's getting married, you have to have kedushin, then you have to have nisuin. So you just do the kedushin, you don't have nisuin yet. So no, they're not going to be possible yet because you weren't married yet. You're just starting the marriage process, and you didn't have any bia. Therefore, it's not going to pass you. But avam nesuin, if it's from the suin, afapi shaloi nivlo, even though you didn't have any bia, nischala. The fact that she's married, zok the mechaber, she's going to become possible. Why? Shakol nesuin becheses bulia. The afapi shem subsula. Somebody was married. There's a chazaka. They had bia, even though maybe they found a basula, maybe it didn't work, didn't get so far. But there's a chazaka. Somebody who's married has a din of chesed b'sula, and therefore going to pass. So chazaka b'shem will discuss. So what's the halacha? The eidim said we know for sure they got married. They didn't have any bia. What happened? They got married and then they got into fight right away and they got divorced. Whatever it is, or he died and we know b'vadayas b'eidim that there was no bia. What's the halacha? So chazaka seems to say that the lashon of the Rambam is There's a chazaka that you had beer. But if you didn't have beer, we have Eidin, you didn't have beer, the mashmi can be kosher. The Beis Shmuel then says that no, that there's a toisus which says that there's yesh chuppah l'pesulas, the fact getting married alone, the apostle, that alone is going to pass you and make you into chalali without the beer. And the Rambam is not really clear what's going to be the halacha, but he says, but toisus definitely holds that it's going to pass you, and the Beis Shmuel is noted to say that you have to be machmer and say that the fact that you get married, even though you didn't have bia, if you marry one of the psulim, the halacha is it's going to pass to you. The Taz over here wants to say that you have to go to chumra, that if you get married, we're going to be machmer on you on one hand, you can't do avoida, you can't marry, you don't get, but we're not going to get the kula that you can marry grushas and a chalala. The Aruch HaShulchan in the Sifkat Laman Aleph says that there's open Yishalmi, which seems to. Tachar Shulchan Aruch Lamanav says that it's gonna. He says open Yishalmi, which seems to say that we know provided there wasn't a beer, then the lach is that's not going to pass it. So far we said in order to come a chalala is Yisrei Kuna makes you a chalala. Having beer passes you. I'm not by Bula can go to shadow whether it's the beer or it's getting married. That's Amniluam with the mechaber. And Kedushin doesn't pass you, and assume that's this whole discussion is the Chuppah long going to pass you? Beis Shmuel is Machmer, or Chashokan Chagas seem to be making. Now, another case of making somebody Pasul Lakuna, it says that a Goy or Evan, who Baba Sisrael, and they have a child. So if somebody has a child from a Goy or Evan, so that door doesn't be Pasul Lakuna. And she's not able to marry Lakuna, and she has a din of. And we puzzle for the married lakuna. Everybody else says, "Kusi evad abba b'sova menu bas." Or you say bas is paguma lakuna. That bas is going to be pagum lakuna. So big machlok shen and ramer from Rush, whether you're puzzle or not puzzle, and must be pasuk that it's pagum lakuna. But vada b'shi may as married the coin, it's not going to be tasty. So this is a avni meluim which discusses osim lacha by a mummer. Does a mummer have a din of a goy and a mummer who gets married to bas Yisrael? Maybe that. It was chosen apostle Pagam Lakuna. And this is me so the gay. It's going to say that every single person not from could be the daughters of Pagam Lakuna. If they come about Shua, and if they can be Pagam Lakuna. So Avni Lum lives off at the end of Simon that Sarachian. He has a Sarachian by Mummer. If Mummer is going to be apostle, out of the Minig is, or Mako copy the Shayla. Now, somebody who's a Cholo, so we said before that he's not a Kayin, his sons aren't a Kayin. His daughters are pasul the kahuna. Same thing by chalal. The mechaber paskins that chalal should not suksheira. Let's have a chalal married ksheira. Havah men chalal. The din is going to be chalal. Okay, ben benai kul chalal mesiv kaladiris. You know the bas asur. Even the daughters be pasul the kain. But if that daughter went ahead and married a bas asal, not daughter. If the man got married to bas asal. Excuse me. If the daughter went and got married to Yisrael, so then the halacha is that the children afterwards are going to be kosher. Well, that's the halacha is that a ger marries a ger is also the children of pasul lakuna. The chiddush to marry a kohen. I feel bas b'dat kamadoyris. If you have ger geyris, kamadoyris be pasul. Then this is a kind of like say, but if Yish Salechim Yisrael, if once half Yisrael, and Gershon is so Yisrael, so Yisrael is not so Gershon, if once half Yisrael, then Lach is the Bas and be Mutter to go and marry a kind of Chachira.